Now it's the turn for Deutsche Welle Berlin with Thomas Sparrow.
Views and news with Clarence Ford.
Share your perspective.
Only on Cape Talk.
We touch base with Europe's biggest economy every Friday as well. Find out what's happening, not just in Germany, but in Europe, but focusing on Germany mostly. And this week, Qatar agreed to send up to 2 million tons of liquefied natural gas a year to Germany for a period of 15 years. Only a small proportion of what Germany really needs, but the deal is still significant. For some, it's a step towards diversification and supporting energy security. For others, it's a clear example of German double standards. On the one hand, the government has criticized Qatar's authorities for its handling of human rights, while on the other, it signs long-term deals with them. Thomas Sparrow joins us via Zoom to answer some questions. What does the deal with Qatar entail?
Well, it's actually a very important deal from a political perspective because Germany has been trying, basically since the war in Ukraine began, to diversify its energy sources. And that has to do very clearly with Germany's previous dependence on Russian energy, on Russian oil, but also on Russian gas. And since the war in Ukraine began, Germany started to look for suppliers all over the world. German ministers, even the German chancellor, started traveling to different parts of the world trying to sign agreements. And one of those agreements is the one that you were just mentioning with Qatar. It only represents a small amount of what Germany actually needs every year, but it is seen as a step towards that diversification. However, and this is particularly important to stress, from a political perspective, it is extremely controversial. And you mentioned the reason why, because Germany is being accused of double standards. On the one hand, Germany criticized Qatar's authorities in the World Cup, German football team also criticizing Qatari authorities in the World Cup. On the other hand, German leaders signing important business deals with them.
So how has this deal been received back at home?
Well, some do view it favorably, especially when it comes to Europe's energy security. The fact that, for example, it only represents a small part of Germany's needs is seen actually favorably because it's seen as a step towards avoiding future dependencies. But the fact that Germany and Qatar do not see eye to eye on many issues, that they don't have the similar values in every single aspect, is also a matter of concern, especially if you consider that the deal is going to last 15 years. German authorities were actually skeptical at the beginning of that very long period, especially because they want to avoid problems in the future. For now, the deal has been signed. Qatar will begin in a few years to send those 2 million tons of LNG a year to Germany. And German authorities, but also German experts, will be looking very closely at how that deal develops, both from an economic perspective and from a political perspective as well.
So what kind of impact really will it have in helping Germany diversify its energy sources?
I think it has to be seen as part of Germany's wider goals when it comes to energy supplies. Before the war in Ukraine started, most of Germany's gas came from one supplier, Russia. And although back then German leaders stressed that that was basically based on economic interests that Germany had, that it was not a political development, when the war in Ukraine started, it became blatantly evident that Germany had a problem. And in fact, some critics here in Europe say that that actually contributed to the situation that we're seeing now in Germany and in Europe of economic problems, of high inflation, of energy supply problems and so on. So this deal with Qatar has to be seen within that wider German goal of trying to find suppliers around the world, of trying to reduce dependencies from one specific country, trying to find basically suppliers in different parts of the world that could help to diversify it. But again, it is very critical here in Germany, and it also has to be seen, by the way, as part of different German-Qatari relations when it comes also to the World Cup, because the Qatar World Cup has highlighted problems that we see in Qatar when it comes to human rights, especially from a German perspective, from a European perspective. So there is concern that basically Germany is making deals, striking deals with a country that is not very similar to Germany in many aspects.
And I think we're going to rest it there. Thank you, Thomas Sparrow, Deutsche Welle in Berlin.